Hey guys, how you doing on this wonderful Tuesday afternoon? It's a beautiful, bright, sunny day here in North Carolina. There's a little bit of a breeze, but it's still beautiful nonetheless. It's the end of March, so we can rejoice on that. April is coming, and that comes with the spring. Kids are starting to get out on their spring break, and everybody's enjoying the great weather. So I hope you guys are consciously out there enjoying the weather and becoming in tune with nature and things that are going around you. This week is going to be a good podcast. I'm doing my Tuesday today, and then I'm going to be doing another one on Saturday. So this week is kind of relaxed. It's a good week, so it's a good start to the week. But I just wanted to let everyone know that in these next coming up weeks, I'll be having some guest speakers on my podcast. One of them is my spouse. His name is Will. He's going to be on, and he's going to have the opportunity to talk about his creative expression, because I do like to incorporate that in my podcast a lot, creative expressions. He's a poet, and I'm walking along with him on his spiritual journey, so that's going to be an interesting podcast. He's going to enlighten us with a little bit of his poetry and how he ended up becoming a poet and whatnot, and hopefully he'll give us a good eye-opening session, and that he will eventually share some great poems with us. I also wanted to have my best friend come on the podcast. We talked about it last week, about her appearing on my podcast. She's also a light worker, and she has a lot of spiritual knowledge that she wants to share with the world. So we talked about that, and I think it'd be great to have my friend, her name's Chantel. She might be joining me either next week or the week after that. I don't want to cram them all into 1 week. I'm going to do them on different weeks. But that's going to be awesome for me to have them both on my podcast. They have both been very influential in my life, especially Chantel. I've known them both for over a decade. So having her on here would be great. She's been a great mentor to me and a big sister to me. I've always looked up to her, and she has helped me a lot along on my spiritual journey. So it'll be great to have her on there and talk to that. She's a busy girl, so it might take a minute for us to collaborate and get our schedules in tune with each other. So let's get started with the podcast. Today I wanted to start off by talking about some things. Last week I seen a video where this bright young man was talking about the differences of our darker side, our lower selves, like we would like to call it, our lower selves. And what place do we have for them in this world? Because it does exist. The lower self and higher self exist in everyone. So a lot of people on their spiritual awakening don't really know where to place that, or they're told to get rid of it. Or you know, they've come up with so many things. You know, I always constantly tell people to vibrate on higher frequencies so that you can avoid being drawn to that lower self, because that lower self likes to stay in misery. But I think why I wanted to do that today is to make people aware that your lower self is more complicated than people tend to explain. They only have a small idea of what that means, and I'd like to kind of go over that interpretation from my personal viewpoints. With your bad side and your lower self, I think there's a big difference between acknowledging it and feeding it. And I think that we must constantly try to figure out what the difference is. And in my own ideas, acknowledging it and feeding it are two very different things. Because if you're feeding into it, you're constantly doing and exercising practices that are harmful to you and your true nature. If you're constantly feeding that, and that comes with bad behavior, drugs, hurting people, physically or mentally or emotionally, just being very vindictive and mean-spirited by nature. And some people are born naturally with a more darker side that, you know, most people can see right there, spot on. That's a bad person. Stay away from them. And I'd like to point out that most people are a mixture of both. Everybody knows that no person is, you know, pure evil. I mean, I could think of a few people that I could describe as pure evil, but that's my own judgment. And nobody is pure good as well. So we always acknowledge that side does exist. As much as we hate to talk about it, that side does exist. And in churches and such certain religions, you know, they will constantly make sure that they get the evil out of you. Get the evil out. Get the evil out. And I don't think that they are going about it the right way, because they're not acknowledging that they have that in them, because there is a lower and higher self in everyone. So they're not really acknowledging that. They're just kind of trying to, like, what they do with gay people, pray the gay away. It doesn't go away. You know, as much as you like to think it would go away, it does not go away fully. It may be dormant. It may be asleep. My bad side is usually asleep most of the time, and I try to keep it that way. I like it to be that way. But that is because I am not feeding into it, and that is where we're getting to the difference. I'm not feeding that. I know how to feed. You and I and anybody else know how to feed that bad side and provoke it and make it come out. It's kind of like a rabid pit bull that hasn't had meat in a few days. It's sleeping. Leave him alone. Don't feed him. If he's a bad dog and you know he's going to attack people, you might want to throw the meat over the fence and keep him in that fence. Leave him there. Leave him alone. But if you're feeding it and you're giving it that raw, bloody meat, it's hungry now. It wants more. And that's the same thing with feeding into your dark side. You constantly feed it. It's always going to want more. If you let it sleep, I let mine sleep. Stay asleep. And I think that, you know, I acknowledge it. I am very well aware that I have a dark side. Everyone does. But I do not feed my dark side. And I think that as a light worker, we have to understand when and where we need to wake it up. And there are certain instances where a light worker has to fight. If you even look in the Bible, angels had to fight demons. Angels had to kill demons. Does that make them any less angelic? No. And that's a good question to ask yourself. Good has to fight. Just because I'm good doesn't mean that you can walk all over me or hurt me or my family and treat me any kind of way. Doesn't make it any less me less good because I chose to fight back and stand up for myself? No. So we got to constantly have to remember, when and where is a good time to fight? Is this a good reason to fight? Is this a good reason to bring out that dark side? And common sense will tell you, you know, when is the best times to do that? And I think a lot of people are not aware of that. They kind of got those opinions misconstrued, because, you know, if you let it out, you know, you're a bad guy. You go to a preacher, you're a bad guy. If you acknowledge your dark side, you're a bad guy. But we always have to have, and they always say sinner, sin, sinning, sin, 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 get rid of the sin. Wash away your sins. But that doesn't change your genetic makeup. It doesn't change your soul. There's still something in there. And that's why we always constantly have to remind ourselves that there is a good side and that there is a bad side. And that there is a big difference between acknowledging it and feeding it. And we'll go over this again in another episode. I just wanted to kind of stip my toes in there and just kind of bring that up just to make people aware and kind of make you kind of simmer on that for a little bit, with the differences between those two. And that, the next subject I wanted to, kind of go over was, the astral body. Most people are aware that we all have astral bodies. Those are our spirits, that may not necessarily be in, this realm or dimension at that time. It may be in the body, but it may go somewhere else. And the astral body travels. We know that. We've gotten that far. We travel from this body to different dimensions. So I just kind of wanted to go over the traveling and the astral body and the different dimensions that some of us are able to travel to. There's 10 dimensions that we know of. Some argue and say that there is 11 or possibly more, but as far as we know of, there are 10 dimensions. The first two are really not, it's just like a straight line. You know, there's not really any dimension to it. There's no depth or width or anything like that. The third dimension is the dimension we live in, or that we perceive on our daily day basis, and that's, I experience the world, and it is also a space without time. So once you get into the fourth dimension and the third dimension kind of correlate, because the fourth dimension is the time dimension. So it kind of helps plot an object's location in time between the third and fourth dimension. The fifth is the new world, to see similarities between the one that we live in now and perceive and the other dimension, which would be the fifth. The sixth dimension is the plane of possible outcomes, future, presence. And the sixth is actually one of the dimensions that I've always been curious about. And six and up, actually, because from the sixth to the tenth dimension, it kind of starts getting a little complicated, because there are different... what's the word? There's differences. It's altered a little bit. It may be the same physical body or the same astral body, but it's in a different situation. And I like to think of it, whenever I try to explain it to myself, as, you know, different. There's a different version of me living in a different place. And I think where it starts to get complicated is when you think to yourself, how could I be in more than one place? And also, if that is another version of me, why are not our souls combined as the same as one? Could our souls possibly split to make other different versions of us? That is a good question. But it's also interesting, because it makes me wonder that if this, there are other versions of myself living in different planes. One could be rich, one could be really poor, one could be really happy, one could be really pretty, one could be really ugly. There's all these different versions, and they all are living different lives, different futures, possible outcomes, different presents. But it is the same person. So that makes you kind of wonder if that person in that plane is going through a traumatic experience. Does that mean that I will be going through the same traumatic experience at the same exact time? And that the other versions of me are going through the same exact thing? It may be a different variation, but it may be the same situation. You understand what I'm saying? It may be, let me slow it down for you. It may be a different situation, but it's still a traumatic experience. Like, say I win the lotto. My other version of myself could have won a car. The other version of myself could have won a new house. We're all being prosperous and we're all being fruitful, but it's just different ways that it's being experienced. It can be happy at the same time, sad at the same time. Are we all affected by these different versions of ourselves? Am I, in this moment, speaking on this podcast, and in another world, another version of myself is doing something productive. It may not be a podcast, but it may be something that is considered productive to them specifically. That's something to think about. And that's why I like going over with the sixth and up dimensions, because it kind of makes your mind think. It kind of makes you kind of come to these different conclusions. Like, I wonder if this is how this is done. I wonder if I, you know, it's kind of like putting the dots together, you know. And I find that very interesting. And I'm the kind of person that loves thought-provoking conversations. So when we come up with these kind of conversations, it becomes very interesting to me, because it provokes a lot of thought processes to me. So that's why I wanted to kind of go over with that. And we'll also stick a pin in that one, and we'll come back to that another podcast. But as you can hear, my little baby is crying in the background. She's a little fussy pants. It's much different having a girl than a boy, trust me. Much different. My son, he's 7. He's at school right now, but he was very easygoing, a breeze. Barely ever heard a peep out of him. But my daughter, she needs constant attention 24/7 for any slightest reason. So we're going to kind of wrap this podcast up so I can go tend to my daughter. And I hope you guys have a great, marvelous week. And I hope that you kind of thought a little bit and put a pin in what we went over today. And we'll continue that again, possibly Saturday, if we haven't went over a different topic by then. But I hope you guys have a great weekend and great Tuesday. And we'll see you soon, guys. Bye.